It was at a news conference Monday in London when a reporter asked Secretary Kerry whether there was anything Syria could do to avoid an attack.
Sure, he could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Turn it over, all of it.
But the secretary immediately made clear he was speaking theoretically and did not expect anything like that to happen.
But he isn't about to do it, and it can't be done, obviously.
Or can it? The Russian foreign minister saw an opportunity in the secretary's remark, welcoming it at a Moscow news conference. His Syrian counterpart said Damascus might go along.
I am authorized to confirm our support for the Russian initiative concerning the chemical weapons in Syria.
It was a startling 24 hours. But were the Syrians and Russians truly embracing the plan, or are they stalling for time? International security expert Joanna Kidd of London's King's College says Syria relies on its chemical weapons as a pillar of its defense, and it would be reluctant to truly give them up.
It is a job that would take several months to do. And of course, one shouldn't forget that obviously there is a civil war going on in Syria, which will greatly complicate the process.
Allahu Akbar.
That war has been raging for 2.5 years, but it was the alleged chemical weapons attack last month, which the United States says it can prove was ordered by senior Syrian officials, that led to President Barack Obama's threat to launch airstrikes, and now to the Russian and Syrian effort to avoid them. Paul Schulte, a London-based chemical weapons analyst of the Carnegie Endowment, says a chemical attack should result in a strong international response, and he's not sure if the Russian approach will suffice.
The Russian plan, which might be a wild card or might be a game changer, is still very unclear, and there's a lot of skepticism about whether it could ever work.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons in The Hague could provide inspectors to verify new controls on Syria's chemical weapons, but there may not be enough of them, and they may not be willing to work in the middle of a civil war. It could take months to negotiate the details while the civil war rages on and the potential for U.S. airstrikes looms. But as long as Russia is championing Syria's new talk of joining the global ban on chemical weapons, the Damascus government may find it difficult to use them again. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.